52 degrees. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. We've got the WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. Busy 8 o'clock hour as well, 8:21. It's our Greenwich Real Estate Report. And we've got coming in Greenwich Association of Realtors past president B.K. Bates, as well as realtor Mark Pruner. And then at the bottom of the hour, right after 8:30, Judy Crystal with the Byram Schubert Library to talk about their anniversary celebration. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7:52. Third Thursday of the month means State Senator Alexandra Bergstein of Greenwich. And Senator, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. And you?
Good, good. It's tolls all the time, I'm sure, up there. But to get a couple of bills that were passed that want to talk about the Finance Committee passing the student loan debt relief legislation that you put forth. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I'm super excited about that and actually very grateful that the Connecticut Realtors Association is a strong supporter. So this is an act that would give tax credit to employers that paid back a portion of student college debt. This is what we need to do to incentivize. There's so many thousands of excellent, talented young people who graduate from the institutions of higher education in Connecticut who then leave promptly after graduation. This is a way to incentivize them to stay here. If they are fully employed in Connecticut for 5 years, they could start to get some relief on their student debt. And after 5 years, we know that young people start to put down roots, buy condos and houses, start to build their families. And so this is a way to create the next generation of taxpayers in Connecticut.
All right. Now, you mentioned a portion. What's the portion? Is it one particular amount? Is it a percentage? Or how does it all work?
Yeah. Well, the details are still being worked out. But essentially, it would be for CHESLA loans. CHESLA is a program that we have in Connecticut that repays, that gives very low interest student loans. So it would be for 50% of those loan payments. But we'll see. Right now there is a slight fiscal note on it, and we're working with CHESLA to see what we can do to reduce it so that there really is very little to no fiscal impact on the state.
All right, well, we're getting down to kind of brass tacks here, 3 weeks to go. Do you think it's got time to and the ability to get passed?
This particular bill, I do, yes. Yeah. I'm very confident that we can get something like this done. Of course, you know, we have hundreds of other things that we're trying to pass at the same time, and I'm actually really excited. Yesterday, I passed a bill that expands the scope of the Green Bank, the Connecticut Green Bank, which is a superb model of public-private partnership. Connecticut was the first state in the country to establish a Green Bank, and now other states have them, but ours is still restricted just to energy projects. Yesterday, I passed a bill under intense debate and questioning that would expand their scope so they could do all sorts of environmental infrastructure projects, including remediating brownfields, installing more electric vehicle charging stations, coastal resiliency projects, all sorts of things they're now going to be able to do on behalf of the public.
All right, well, that one looks like it's on its way, right? It passed the Senate 34-2, now goes to the House.
Yes, it did. Yes.
All right, let's talk about tolls. The governor, I guess, gave a pep talk to the Democratic caucus about the tolling issue. What's the latest with it? And like we said, with 3 weeks to go, how is this all coming together?
Well, I'm still confident that it will come together because the legislators that I've spoken to, and I've spoken to quite a few, understand that while this is not, you know, it's not an easy sell, nobody wants to have to pay more, nobody wants to have to go and get a root canal if that's what they need. But we do have a crisis, and this is what is necessary because there's no such thing as free money. And anybody who tells you that, oh, we just have $60 billion waiting in a pot over there that hasn't been touched is actually not telling the truth. So the Republican alternative, which is called, I call it prioritized debt because that's all it is. It's saddling the state with billions of dollars of new debt. And every person, every man, woman, and child in Connecticut would have to pay the debt service on that. So that's like 110% of the money over the course of 20 to 30 years. I don't think we should have more debt. I think that's highly irresponsible. What we should do is have a user fee. That means only the people who use those roads pay for it. And we have a staggered pricing so that low to moderate income families would get a break, commuters would get a break. And the best part of it is that about half of the bill would be paid for by non-Connecticut residents. And I just, you know, ask everyone when you're out on 95 or 84 or 91, look at the license plates around you and just see how many of them are not from Connecticut. All those people are using your tax dollars right now. They're using your tax dollars to pay for their free ride. So let's make a fair and responsible decision and install tolls like every other state in the East Coast.
One of the things that has been mentioned is that the tolls would not be on the merit, would be removed from there. What do you hear? And then there's stories, no, that's not true. They will be on the merit. What's the latest?
Yeah, I really have no idea what's behind that statement that the governor apparently made, because I've spoken directly to the people who run the Merritt Parkway, the Merritt Parkway Conservancy, and they are in favor of tolls. Now, they do want to make sure that they are, aesthetically pleasing, because that is a historic highway, but there are many ways to do that. We don't have to put gantries on the Merritt. We can put sensors underneath the bridges or on the exit ramps. So I really have no idea why the governor said that, but I don't think we should exclude the Merritt.
All right, Senator, next time we talk to you, things are going to be in the books, so we'll take a look back at how the session went. I appreciate your time this morning. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks so much. Take care. Bye.
That's State Senator Alexandra Bergstein of Greenwich, third Thursday of each month. Next Thursday at this time, I'll be joined by State Representative Fred Camillo. WGCH Newsletter time is 7:58. Traffic and weather together next.